All right, for solo keyboards, we have quite a bit to do on this session. We're going to complete all our white major chords. We've done our C major chord, then any tone, E flat. Now what I'd like you to do is complete all of your major chords. First, we'll go to D major, then any tone, then E major, any tone, F major, G major, A major, B major. So we do a white major chord and then a black tone. That's your assignment. It's a pretty big one. When you've completed each of these drills, then we'll move on to our black tone chords. We'll take our C sharp major, E flat major, F sharp major, A flat major, B flat major. We'll play one black note chord, and then we follow with a white tone this time. It's just the reverse. Pass your verification rounds, and that's your assignment for this session. For solo guitar, we'll play our D major chord, then any two tones, C sharp, F sharp, D major chord, and any two tones. Then we'll complete all of our other major chords. First we'll do G major, then E major, then C major, and then take all the other ones in any order you want. We have B major, F major, A sharp major, C sharp major, all of the ones. Every single chromatic tone, we want to take a major chord and then do the same drill, chord and then two tones. Then the other drill I'd like you to do, once you complete all of these, this is a pretty big assignment for today, we'll take our G string and then any tone. G string and then any tone. That same exercise we've done before, as well as our B string, then any tone, and then our E string. These are all separate drills. We'll just study the G string, then any tone, G string, any tone, and when we complete that drill, we go B string, and then we take our E string and do the same thing. That's three separate drills. This is your pretty big assignment for this session. And for our ear training meditation this time, we'll continue with the very same tones as before, the C major scale with the A flat. But this time I'd like to have you do doubles. That means you think in your mind and then you sing them. La, la, and then you check them. And work like that with doubles. That's our ear training meditation this time. And now moving right along to our teams, we have a very special drill this time. Remember I talked about that diminished seventh chord that we can now make because we have an A flat. B, D, F, A flat. And guitarists, it's G sharp, B, D, F natural. Now look, this is the seed form of perfect pitch. When you can identify one of these four tones, we're just using these four tones right now in our diminished seventh pattern. Let's just use the piano tones, the B, D, F, A flat. When you can identify one of these four tones, F, B, A flat, D, like that. Well, those tones are equally spaced. They're all a minor third apart. When you can identify tones at a minor third, you're certainly going to be able to identify tones at a minor second. And that is all the tones, and that is perfect pitch. You see the point? These tones are equally spaced. and then they repeat in the next octave. It's like breaking the octave up into only four parts instead of 12 parts. So when you can identify four parts, you could certainly identify eight parts in an octave, and you can certainly identify 12 parts, which is the complete chromatic scale. All 12 chromatic tones. So this drill is actually the seed form of perfect pitch. You'll find it's a little tricky because your feeling of relationship starts to evaporate with this diminished seventh pattern. Because listen to it. See, you get lost very quickly, don't you? There's no feeling of home base there because all four tones are equally spaced. There's no sense of home with any of the four tones. And when you listen to this, you can get a little dizzy doing it. So don't spend too long listening to this drill, but work with it. Learn to identify all of your four tones. We're just going to use four tones in this special diminished seventh drill. Just the B, D, F, A flat, or the guitar tones that you already know. Your partner will just play one of these four, not using any of the others we've studied. And we'll do one verification round with single tones, a verification round with double melodic tones and triple melodic tones, and then we'll do also harmonic doubles and triples. You know what to do. It's all the same as before. But we're just using these four tones in this diminished seventh pattern. Now, when you can do this drill quite well, then I'd like you to do speed recognition of tones with the same drill. That means your partner plays tones at an even rate pretty fast, like this. And your partner needs to say what the note is. If he or she knows, they say the answer. If you don't know, then you just let that note slip by. The point is to see if you can do it with speed recognition without having to spend a lot of time to think about what that tone is. This is a good thing to do with all of our drills. Any identification drills we've been doing, you can take some time aside and do speed recognition just to see how good you are going at a fast pace. Now, we don't have to do everything with speed recognition. We do most of our drills taking all the time that we need. But take a little time now and then in all your drills to go at a faster, even pace, simply playing notes. If you get it, great. If you don't get it, just keep going. The speed recognition of tones will gear up your ear to hear rapidly. It's a very good drill to do. And so that you don't get too dizzy, I want you to spend some time with alternate pitch singing using your full C major scale and your A flat. Or guitarists, you know what tones to use, the A major with the F natural. The C major scale will help to ground you again because, as I said, with the diminished seventh pattern, you'll get a little dizzy. So don't practice too long with the diminished seventh pattern. This may take you a little bit more listening to pass this drill. We don't want to do ear training all day. We just take our short sessions. It's better. And don't try to listen to everything outside of our ear training session. When you go out into your daily activities, don't try to listen for all the A flats everywhere. Now, sometimes we can listen. But if we can't hear it, we don't become frustrated. I remember when I was a freshman in college, I was studying at the Wheaton Conservatory of Music in Illinois, and I had a real good friend there. His name was Mike, and he became absolutely fascinated with perfect pitch. He became a fanatic, and all he ever wanted to talk to me about was perfect pitch. Every single time I'd see him, he'd come up to me and say, "What is this note? la, and he'd sing a note. And he'd test me all the time to see how I could identify these tones. And then he'd also test himself. He'd say, I'm going to sing a G. Is this a G? And he'd sing that tone. He became a fanatic. All he could think about was perfect pitch. We'd be on the train together, and this is all he'd talk about. So the point is, we don't want to overdo our ear training. There's a time and place for everything. We take a small section of our day, just a few minutes, and we do these drills, and then we move on with our practicing of our instrument. This is the important thing. It was due to Mike and many others like him throughout the years why I finally adopted a policy of just not naming any more tones for people. When I was in high school, I was a show-off, actually. People would ask me, I think, almost every single day. It was amazing to identify tones. What tone is this? What note is this? I think it happened at least once a day as I was in high school. And I loved it back then because, you know, you're the center of attention. But I think you kind of mellow out with age. I decided I wasn't going to be a circus act anymore. So these days, if someone asks me what a tone is, I'll usually joke with them and say something like, hey, maybe you need a hearing ear dog. Or, you know, you can get my ear training tapes for a lot less than I rent out my ears. So as you continue with your ear training and your perfect pitch crystallizes, keep it under your hat. Don't let yourself get too carried away. Oh, maybe you can in the beginning, but otherwise you'll become a circus act. And don't get yourself dizzy by trying to identify every tone in every piece you hear and all of this. Just keep doing your ear training. Just keep listening. And remember this rule. Hear what you can hear and be happy about it. And what you can't hear, don't mind. Just keep listening and keep improving in a very systematic, laid-back way. I'm telling you this now because you're now getting to the point rapidly where you will be able to name your tones. Then you'll see what I mean. You'll see the attention that it's going to bring you. And in the beginning, you may enjoy that, but have a bit of elegance and grace with it too.